I must tell you, I did not think that on a Monday morning that as often as we did during the football season, that we'd be talking about the Detroit Lions. I guess now, while we're talking about the Detroit Lions, we're also talking about the Los Angeles Rams.
Right. You didn't think we'd be talking about the Lions during the Super Bowl week?
No, not at all.
No.
We knew a trade was going to happen. It was inevitable after Matthew Stafford said he wanted to be traded. All the talk was it would happen. I really thought it wouldn't happen until after the Super Bowl. I thought that there would still be more of this staffing get-together for new coach Dan Campbell. I mean, the news last week was his staff really still being assembled.
Yeah.
But, man, what was it, Saturday night we heard that Stafford was officially traded?
Yeah, it was Saturday night, yeah, that it broke. And good trade, too, I think. I mean, I think the Lions got what the best they could get. I mean, first of all, you're getting Jared Goff.
Yeah.
You're getting a guy who's a starting quarterback who is a Super Bowl starting quarterback. That's not...
No.
Not saying that he's the quarterback for the future or anything like that for the Lions, but at least you have somebody that you know can start day one.
And he's only, what, 26?
Yeah, he's only 26.
So he's associated with people from the front office now, too, right?
That's right.
They have some knowledge of him.
Right.
I really thought it was simply going to be draft picks. I wasn't expecting we were going to get a quarterback in return. I think most Lions fans were prepared for, okay, we're going to have to draft somebody.
Unfortunately, the way that pick is lined up, it's the third pick first and then the two firsts in the following 2 years.
You know what, though? They're building for the future anyway.
It takes time, I suppose.
Right. And that they were able to at least get a third-round pick this year. I think they only had five picks going into this
Something
year.
Something like that, yeah.
So they kind of have to add some picks there. I think that will give them, four picks in the top 87 positions. That's all right.
Yeah, I know the draft picks were pretty significant as far
Something
as
like that.
And some are already saying that now with the opportunity for coming in the future years, depending on how the Lions fare,
right,
maybe those draft picks become trade opportunities.
That's true,
that
too.
Could be.
Right.
So it just...
Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah, and not everything's written in stone.
No, but it was right. Wow. I think the big thing was, as you said, though, getting a quarterback. Now, Goff has struggled in the past couple of seasons.
Right.
He's kind of fell out of favor with his coach there in Los Angeles. But still, he's got cred.
He did go into Seattle and defeat Russell Wilson and the Seahawks this year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, he did, you know.
Maybe he needs a fresh start. We've seen that happen before, fresh start.
Right. And the Lions have, I'm drawing a blank, is Anthony Lynn, I think, the former Los Angeles Chargers quarterback, head coach, who didn't do a great job, I think, as a head coach. However, he did a pretty good job at getting Justin Herbert, a rookie quarterback, to play very well this year. So I think that's maybe another reason why Goff probably is looking forward to playing for the Lions. I guess I saw somewhere that he said, Goff said, that it's nice to go to a place where he's appreciated.
Yes.
I don't think he was no gray area with that one there.
Further other than that quote was, I'm moving forward and couldn't be more excited to build a winner there, talking about Detroit.
I've read one place where Stafford said he was willing to be traded to anyone as long as it wasn't New England.
Because Patricia is back with the Patriots. Yes.
He's had enough of the New England way.
Yep.
So good for Matthew Stafford. I think he's been put on a pretty good team. It's obvious that the Rams want to win now. They feel like they've got the team that can do it. And so, hey, you know.
Someone pointed out that Stafford will be happy out in L.A., too, with Doug Kershaw being out there. They were high school buddies, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Clayton Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the music artist.
Yeah, that's okay. Kershaw. Not a bad one to think about, but that would be an interesting tie in there. A couple of high school buddies who could make both big in the Los Angeles area.
Right.
The Stafford... He will be the model of future Detroit quarterbacks, though, as far as going to the record books. I mean, Lions were looking for somebody to compare to for all those years, to the Bobby Lane championship years.
Uh-huh.
We never got the championship with Stafford, but we got a quarterback who rewrote the record books, many of those Bobby Lane's records.
Yeah, right.
And, of course, a lot of this has to do with the business end. I love I think I saw this. It might have been the News Free Press. I don't know. There's a lot of places writing about it. So here's the way it reads, just for the financial and business purposes of why the trade was made, of course. Stafford's cap hit is expected to be about $43 million over the next 2 years, and he's a free agent after the 2022 season. Goff is signed through 2024.
Yeah.
So we get an extra 2 years. The Lions will also carry a $17.8 million dead cap hit in 2021. The Rams will carry a $22.2 million dead cap hit. The Lions will have less than $1 million to pay in dead money so far. The Rams are dealing with an $8 million hit for cutting Todd Gurley early.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for Lions fans, that doesn't matter, but it matters to the Rams anyway, trading for what Stafford's going to mean to them. So when you look at it, when it comes to what's happening, the Lions, it says here, did not have a ton of cap space before the trade. Mm-hmm. Lions were not prime candidates for free agent contenders this year, but this trade, while it tightens the team's financial flexibility for next seasons, will loosen up the team's financial capabilities in future seasons.
Correct.
Including, I love this line, if he's cut following the 2022 season, it says here Goff's contract would have a $0 dead cap hit.
No, there we go.
So for the rest of us who don't understand all that jargon, what's it mean? The Lions or the Rams have the most costly outcome out of this?
They both have their own.
Okay.
The next year or so, because they're both tied together to those contracts. It's okay. A lot of it's future, but you're right though. I mean, because for most fans, I mean, myself too, I'm like, let me turn the paper this way. No, it still doesn't make sense. Let me turn it upside down.
What's a dead cap?
But all this is about the salary cap and the hit you have to take with players that you have under contract and into future years of contract salaries that they have maintained, and players you pick up.
Right, right. And the Lions, they're up against the cap there. So they have some issues here. And that's why I think GM Brad Smith made this trade, knowing that this is more for, again, it is about building towards the future. Mm-hmm. This is why Dan Campbell was given a 6-year contract, is because they're not expecting him to turn them into a championship team just like that. They're hoping that they can start to build something for the future. I thought I gave the whole trade about a B+, A minus. I saw that, I think, in the Detroit Free Press. I saw that in some local media that cover the Lions. They thought this was a great trade. However, last night, as I was getting ready for bed, I was listening to a CBS Sports podcast. And so they were breaking down the trade, and they said, this is a winner for the Rams. What a great trade for the Rams. First time I ever heard. But it seems like some in the national media thought the Rams got the better deal than the Lions. But that's because they're getting Matthew Stafford.
Right.
Yeah, right. And they have a chance to actually maybe win the Super Bowl next year.
Well, time
it's
tells.
All a matter of perspective. Right.
And Detroit, I understand, plays the Rams next
they
year.
They do.
So we'll be seeing Stafford on the other side.
Right. Yeah. Yes. He'll probably have 7 touchdown passes, 685 yards.
Yeah, right. Run a couple in himself.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
And golf will go with an injury.
Right. Something like that.
Such as the Lions.
So, look, I'll tell you what. I know there are going to be a lot of Lions fans pulling for Matthew Stafford to do well in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm not one of those people. Let's hope that he crashes and burns, because that would mean the Lions would have a really high first-round draft pick.
Oh,
the more
right.
the Rams suck, the better for the Lions.
That's right, because our draft picks will be based on the finish of the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So that's how you have to look at it if you're a Lions fan.
So, Matthew,
thank you, Matthew, for everything, but adios.
Matthew, do well, but the rest of the Rams team fall apart. How about that?